Welcome to another episode of Hezzy Pull Up Basketball. We're here for another season, the NBA season. I think it's the 75th season, so hopefully it's a good season. But of course, you already know who I am. I'm your host, Martin Beezy Onebu, basketball aficionado, basketball extraordinaire. Now, you already know what it is. For you guys who are, you know, my friends, fans, whatever the case may be, who've listened to past podcasts, thank you for your support. And we're hoping that this season's great. Not just with the NBA season, but of course with the podcast. So thank you for tuning in, and we're really going to get into this. There's different topics to talk about. We got the Nets, we got the Lakers, we got the Bucks. There's a lot of things going on. So man, there's a lot to talk about. NBA season starts Tuesday. If you're listening to this on Monday or whatever day before Tuesday, it's going to be a big day for the NBA. So we're going to get into that joint. So yeah, we're going to hop into this. We're going to get to the first topic. Yeah, we're going to get into the first topic. But let's get into this. All right, so let's talk about something that's on my mind. About the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Or we think Kyrie Irving's going to be there. Clearly, you know. Man, I don't, you know, we're not getting into politics. We're not going to get into health questions here. You know what I mean? We know that James Harden and Kevin Durant have taken the COVID vaccine. I mean, pretty much it's implied that they took the COVID vaccine. We know that Kyrie Irving has not taken the vaccine. We don't know if he's going to take the vaccine. I was thinking about this topic clearly like last week when it, you know, the week before when it came up, and you know, before anything, before even Kyrie even spoke, even on his IG live. And I was thinking that, man, the Brooklyn Nets need to trade Kyrie Irving. Why do the Brooklyn Nets need to trade Kyrie Irving? The Brooklyn Nets need to trade Kyrie Irving because the Brooklyn Nets are trying to win the championship. And they had the Lakers and the Bucks and other teams to compete with. When you got Kevin Durant and James Harden on the same team and they're coming into the season healthy, you're trying to win a championship. There's a lot of people out there who think that the Nets are the favorites. You know, of course, there's some people who think the Lakers and some people with the Bucks and the Heat. But the Nets are in contention in everyone's mindset. And if you're trying to win a championship, you need all your championship pieces there. Of course, with Kevin Durant and James Harden, you have a good enough team to compete. But clearly, a lot of people had them as the favorites because they had Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Look, this is my take. We all heard what the GM of the Nets said. He said that they need players who are full. I'm just paraphrasing. I don't got my notes in front of me, but I'm paraphrasing. He said that they need players who are full-time, fully committed. You know, if you have like a part-time job, you know what I'm saying? Like the full-time people are getting the benefits and they're getting the tough hours and the longer shifts because they're full-time. They're in it for the long haul. If you're part-time, you know what I mean? Like if you're part-time working at Family Dollar, you know what I mean? Like as soon as the clock turns 9 p.m. and it's time to go, you're not going to clean up. You're going to dip out, right? No disrespect to all my Family Dollar employees out there. But the point I'm getting at is it clearly makes sense. Like they want to win a championship. They feel this is their best year to win. Kevin Durant is not coming off a major injury this year. He was injured a lot last year. You know, all of them were. But, you know, Kevin Durant's healthy. James Harden's healthy. They got Blake Griffin. They got some other pieces. Paul Millsap, LaMarcus Aldridge. They got Patty Mills. They're trying to win a championship. So I say trade them. We're going to get into this. I'm going to touch up on this real quick. And then we have our guest on today. Our guest is Neil Ezem. You already know Neil. Neil was on a bunch of past episodes. You know what I mean? And Neil's not afraid to speak his mind. He's going to be on shortly on this episode. But I just want to touch into the Brooklyn Nets thing. I would definitely trade Kyrie Irving. Hear me out. I'm going to tell you teams that you can trade Kyrie Irving to. Now, of course, if Kyrie Irving gets the vaccine, because he's in Brooklyn. And right now we know, right now, New York, which, you know, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan, they currently have a city mandate about the vaccine. But at least like when it comes to sports, specifically basketball, to play on a team that is it from New York and your salary, your paycheck is coming from New York, you have to be fully vaccinated to participate in that sport when playing at home. So right now, you probably already know this if you're listening to this podcast, but right now, because Kyrie Irving plays for the Brooklyn Nets, if he were to go unvaccinated, he could only play, of course, for the away games. And maybe there's even some restrictions on some away games. But for right now, we know that he cannot play at the Brooklyn Nets games. And I don't believe he could play at New York Knicks games either. I'm not sure about Warriors games, games, you know, dealing in California. But for what I know for certain is he cannot play for the Brooklyn Nets home games or for the New York Knicks games. I'm pretty sure the New York Knicks home games, right? So that's 41 games that he cannot play for with the Brooklyn Nets, plus two more games with the Knicks, depending on how many times they face the Knicks this year. I believe they face the Knicks four times, right? So that's 43 games that he cannot play. That's, of course, a lot of money that he's losing out on, but that's a lot of games that the Nets do not have him. So, like, hear me out. I was saying, how about trade Kyrie Irving to the Houston Rockets? Why the Houston Rockets? Let me tell you why the Houston Rockets. All right. Kyrie Irving initially was on the record. Some people were close by to him. I know Stephen A. Smith said this, and, you know, different pundits on ESPN said this, that Kyrie Irving said that if he were to be traded, he would retire. Well, look, Kyrie Irving is making, like, what, roughly like $35 million a year, something around that ballpark. Like, clearly over $33 million a year. I don't think he's making $40 million yet. Not sure. Maybe he makes that at the very last year of this current deal that he has. But why would you trade him to the Houston Rockets? Well, I tried to look at what teams have contracts that they do not want anymore. When you look at the Houston Rockets, they have John Wall signed to a Supermax. They got him off the bird rights from the Washington Wizards, right? And he's still getting paid like $44, $45 million a year. I think his like final season is like $47, $48 million. And I think that's next season he gets that amount, like, for that's almost $50 million, and he has a player option, so he's probably gonna take the player option and get that bread, because John Wall knows he's not gonna see that type of money again, probably for his next deal, unless he plays really amazing. But the point I'm getting at is, let me try to wrap this up. The point I'm getting at is, if you trade Kyrie Irving to the Houston Rockets, if he were to truly retire, like based off the threats that he said before, if the Houston Rockets trade away John Wall and they get Kyrie Irving, Kyrie Irving retires, they don't have to worry about that $35, $40 million that they still owe John Wall, because he's traded. And if Kyrie Irving retires, you do not have to pay Kyrie Irving that money. Now, you might, of course, maybe have to package something else with John Wall to make it nice for the Nets, or actually, and maybe even to make salaries match, you might have to throw in another player with Kyrie Irving. Who knows? Maybe they give up a first-round pick, you know. They have great draft picks. You know, they have a lot of draft picks. When they got rid of James Harden and stuff, you know, they have tools to make the trade happen. But the point I'm getting at is, if the Rockets make this trade, they're getting rid of John Wall's salary. They already have Jalen Green there, right? They have Jalen Green there. They have a bunch of other young players, like, oh, they're not even coming up. But they have Josh Christopher. Y'all know Jacob, whatever he called himself. You know, he was like a YouTube, Instagram, basketball star. You know, they have him there, a great player. Kevin Porter Jr., another great player. Kenyon Martin Jr. I mean, they have a lot of – they even have that center. I forgot his name, but he's a rookie, I believe, this year, or a sophomore. They have a lot of young, talented players on this team, right? And they already talked about potentially moving John Wall. Oh, yeah, you got Christian Woods. I can't believe I forgot about Christian Woods. You got Christian Woods, a really talented power forward who could play the center, play the power forward, play some more. The point I'm getting at is, you do not need John Wall's contract. And you do not need Kyrie Irving for that team. This is clearly a rebuilding team. If Kyrie Irving was traded to the Houston Rockets, I'm telling you right now, Kyrie Irving's going to retire. Kyrie Irving's gone. He's going to be like, yo, look, I got different non-profit organizations I attend to. I got a Native American family that I need to attend to. I got ballparks and Rucker Park that I want to play at to show people my artwork, my art form. He has other places he could go to. I mean, to do outside of playing basketball. And if he was traded to the Houston Rockets, he's retiring. And the Rockets do not have to worry about that salary anymore, right? They don't have to worry about it. There's so many different things you could do if he even wanted to play, but we're not going to get into that. And if John Wall goes to the Nets, yes, John Wall is currently, sadly, underpaid. You know, he had the Achilles tear. He was out for like 2 to 2.5 years. He came back last year. It wasn't a bad year, you know what I mean? Definitely wasn't a superstar or all-star level year at all. But it was a solid year. John Wall shows you that he could still start on the team. Like, I think he could still start. He's still a solid defender and still a good playmaker, passer of the ball. I mean, it's better than getting nothing, right? It's better than getting nothing. And honestly, in my personal opinion, look, they don't even want a part-time player. Look what I just said about the Family Dollar thing. The Nets do not want a part-time player. So I was going to say a full-time John Wall, still more serviceable than a part-time Kyrie Irving. But they don't even want a part-time player. So having Kyrie Irving part-time isn't even an option. But honestly, having Kyrie Irving part-time is so could be so detrimental in the playoffs. This is a team that could is favored to win the title. Can you imagine having a game 7 against the Bucks and it's at home and Kyrie Irving doesn't play? Could you imagine being in the NBA Finals, a game 7 against the Lakers and Kyrie Irving doesn't play? I mean, like, it's just too dangerous to have Kyrie Irving on this team. Now, this is if Kyrie doesn't get vaccinated, right? To each their own with their choices. But in with this city mandate in Brooklyn, New York, with the Brooklyn Nets and what's on the line, that you have Kevin Durant and James Harden, Kyrie Irving is in a predicament only he is on this entire planet. He's the only person in this predicament. That's how specific this predicament is. That he's unvaccinated on a favorite NBA championship caliber team with two of the best players of this generation. The rest of us, if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, I'm pretty confident you're not in that situation, right? So Kyrie Irving is in a very unique situation. And he can make his own choice. Who am I to tell him what choice to make? But based on the choices he makes, the Nets have to make their own choices that's going to favor them. Because they might not have this chance again. Let me tell you some other teams real quickly who they should consider trading Kyrie to. They should consider trading Kyrie to the Kings, right? Kings have a lot of guards. De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield. Trying to think all the players they have on their team. They have, you know, they just got with Davion Mitchell. Very solid defender. Good at the point guard. Could play the off guard. They just got last year Tyrese Haliburton, who had a really, really good rookie season. I believe he made all-rookie first team. They have a lot of guards. They can always trade Kyrie Irving to the Kings and maybe get De'Aaron Fox. I don't think the Kings will give up De'Aaron Fox, but De'Aaron Fox's salary matches up closer to Kyrie's, right? But maybe they give up Buddy Hield. They're talking about trading Buddy Hield at one time. Out of De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield, I think De'Aaron Fox is a better player, the better defender. He's just a better all-around player, right? Keeping De'Aaron Fox, Haliburton, Davion Mitchell. Look, of course, having all of them might be great. But what I'm saying is down the road, who knows, based on salaries, maybe just better to get rid of Hill. Like, honestly, the Kings still might not make the playoffs this year, right? So maybe it's just better just to get rid of Hill now. And then when you get Kyrie, if he were to retire, you have that open, salary. You have more money in your salary cap. You know, a lot of space is freed up. Those are just some suggestions. Of course, the suggestion I was saying before, but who knows what's going on with the Sixers to trade him for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a great defender. Ben Simmons is probably like the best, second best, or third best perimeter defender in the NBA. And if you talk about all-around defenders, if you throw Rudy Gobert in there, Ben Simmons to me is top five defender. He could have easily won Defensive Player of the Year last year. I know Ben Simmons, there's a lot of hate on Ben Simmons. A lot of things Ben Simmons does not do well. But there are a number of things Ben Simmons, there's a lot of things Ben Simmons doesn't do well, but there's a number of things that Ben Simmons does do well. And having Ben Simmons full-time is better than having Kyrie Irving part-time. And who knows, maybe if Kyrie goes to the Sixers, maybe he doesn't retire, right? And another team you could consider is the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, I don't know who you trade from Dallas, but having Kyrie Irving with Luka might not be bad. But the real question is, like, who would the Nets get from Dallas? So I think the Rockets actually makes the most sense. But, you know, you got the Sixers, too. But that's it. You know, who knows? Maybe the Sixers really want a lot for Simmons still from the Nets. And the Nets might not want to give up that much. They're trying to win the championship. You know what I mean? They're not super desperate to give up everybody for Simmons. So it's going to be real tricky. But to me, Sixers, Rockets, Kings, they have the best. In my mind, they have the – it might make sense, you know, to trade Kyrie for that. But who knows? Maybe this all gets answered in the next few days. Maybe Kyrie gets the vaccine. And he might not play Tuesday, but maybe he plays the game after that. You know what I mean? And all these woes are behind us. Who knows? But we do know on Kyrie's IG Live, I didn't even watch the whole thing. I saw sound bites. Sorry. But, you know, he said, like, he came into the season with one conception, and clearly there's a misconception. Things were said and changed, you know, by the league and the organization. And he's, to a degree, he's saying he's not at fault. Look, me, like, I can't fault Kyrie. You came into the season thinking one way, and maybe things didn't go out the way that you wanted. But the fact is, Kyrie has definitely had a history in the last 3 to 4 or 5 years of being a distraction. And because he's had that history, and because the Nets are in the position that they're in right now, Kyrie has to understand, he's on the clock, man. He has to make a decision, and the Nets have to make a decision. And that combination of decisions could lead to Kyrie not being on the Brooklyn Nets. And it should not surprise him. It should not surprise him because of the history of distractions that Kyrie has had and because of the position that the Nets are in. That's the dilemma for the Nets, but we'll see. The Nets are trying to win the championship, and the Lakers are squatted up. So I do not knock the Nets on anything frantic that they do, like that they feel like puts them in the best position to win the title. All right, well, we're going to get into the Lakers and the Nets. I've been talking a lot. I hope you've been entertained, you know what I'm saying, like by the opinions, you know what I'm saying. I hope I was trying to sound like Stephen A. Smith a little bit, but like you're going to hear another person on this podcast. We're going to hear my boy Neil Ezem. He's about to get on. We're going to talk about the finals. We're going to talk about the Lakers. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about other teams. I'm going to get him on the show right now, and we're going to pick his brain. So, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome in my boy Neil Ezem. Neil, how are you doing, my dude?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm glad to be back on the show for another season.
That's what's up.
Came to enlighten the fans out here because they've been missing me, of course. What's up, Martin?
What's up? What's up, player? How you feeling, my man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm just glad you let me back on the show after giving you that 30-piece.
Yeah, and then after how you and Gerard were arguing, man, how you and Gerard were arguing, but yeah.
Gerard probably came to the light eventually. I hope he did.
Well, you're the stone cold. You're the one who causes the riots out here. So we need you on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You're the stone cold of the 90s out here. So we need you on the show for real, for real.
When you hear the glass break, what happens? You know things about to go down.
All right, bet. All right, we got Neil charged up. So we're going to get into this. We're going to talk about the finals. You heard what I just said about the Nets with Kyrie. So who do you have? Who you have in the finals? You know, you got the Lakers, Nets, Bucks. Who you think is going to be in the finals?
So I got the Lakers out the West. I think it's going to be not too slow, but it's going to be slow for them to find their footing and what kind of team they're going to be offensively. But right now with the injuries that they have with some of the supporting cast, it's going to be hard to, you know, visualize what they're going to be. But I got the Lakers from the West, and from the East, it's a little tricky. See, my finals prediction in the East right now is going to be the Bucks and the Nets. And ironically, we're getting that as the first game of the season on Tuesday,
yeah,
which is dope. I think what you're going to see from the Nets is a lot of what the roster is going to be at the end of the season, too. You know, with this Kyrie situation. But yeah, I think just because the Nets they're more talented, they should win. Cause I mean, I think everybody thought they were going to win last year, and it was just KD versus everybody. You know, if his foot was just a little bit smaller, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. So, yeah. I would have to go with the Nets.
Nets versus the Lakers?
Right now. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. Giannis went crazy in the finals. I don't know if this is what we're going to see going forward with Giannis, because I've seen him in the preseason. He's been, you know, making jumpers and, you know, making the three-point shot. If he can do that consistently, boy, he's – oh, that's tough.
I was just about to ask you, do you think Giannis is going to do that this year? Do you think, like, during the regular season and even to the players, do you think he's just going to dominate this year?
I don't know. Here's the thing, though. Like, I was listening to another YouTuber. His name was Dom2K, and he said something that was interesting. He said LeBron, when he won his final, felt more free. So he played like more free. It wasn't like he was playing stressed.
Yeah.
He didn't have that monkey on his back anymore. Yeah. And so that was when he had his best year, you know, shooting the three ball. And, you know, the Heat were basically on, they won like 30 something games in a row, or is it 20 something?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of, I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. I don't know if Giannis is going to be able to do it. Can he do it? I think he can, because, I mean, he's only 26, man. Like, that's outrageous, the stuff that he's accomplished so far.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it went either way, but that offensive firepower between James Harden and KD is, like, too much.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got to be a good, like, a great defensive team to, like, you know, upset. I just named those two, but they still have, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge came back. They got Patty Mills,
which is
a secretly good signing.
Yeah.
And, good pickup. You know, Joe Harris is probably going to find his three ball again this year. So,
yep.
You know, they're pretty loaded team without Kyrie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm leaning towards the Nets coming out of the East, though.
Okay. So, if you have the Nets and Bucks as the top two in the East, who's second behind the Lakers? Who's second? Who's third in the West? Second to the Lakers and third to the Lakers?
This is also tricky. I think Phoenix will be back, but I don't know. I don't think they're going to be as good.
Yeah.
I think that was their best opportunity to win it because the West just got, you know, right back strong where it is.
Yep.
You know, Golden State's going to be in the picture. You know, even what, well, I wouldn't say that. I would give Denver a good shot because, what's his name? The point guard. He's back. I forgot his name.
Jamal Murray.
He's going to be back. He's healthy. And you got the Jazz still, and they were on a tear last year.
They were.
I don't know if they're ready to push it over yet. So I think it's like kind of the Lakers just because of their age and experience over everybody else at this point. Golden State might be the sneaky candidate, but at the same time, it's not like the league hasn't caught up to that way of basketball. Like, everybody's shooting the three now.
Yeah.
No one's shooting it as good as Steph, for sure, but everybody's shooting the three. So they're going to have nights where they're getting outshot, you know, and that was their formula for, you know, 5-6 years. So I think at the end of the year, when it comes down to, like, teams who can, like, lock you down a little bit more, I think the Lakers will take more pride in that more than other teams will. So I give them the little edge over anybody else in the West.
Yeah.
You got AD, you got LeBron, and Russ is a good on-ball defender when he needs to be. So, you know, they got Trevor Ariza, of course.
Of course,
you
know, yeah.
People, players like that, like Rondo's still there. So I would just say that I would only give them the edge just because of that. I think they'll be able to lock some people down.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, I mean, if people follow the podcast, they, and I know you're a big Westbrook advocate, how do you think Westbrook fits on this team? Like with AD, LeBron, of course, the other pieces on the team. Like, how do you think that works out? How do you think that works out? And then how are they still the best team? Like, just go over that with us.
So I think the Westbrook thing, he's really going to be the energy guy. Here's the thing, though. Like, since Kevin Durant, like, him and Kevin Durant kind of departed, he's really had to be, like, the offensive guy most times. Like, he has to put up these points. And people are always complaining about, you know, oh, he's taking too many shots. Well, who else is taking the shots on the team? Like, when you would look at some of how these teams are constructed, you're like, there's no other person, you know what I mean? No, like, no other force on this team that can help him out. And even in his situation in Washington, you know, that team should not have made the playoffs. But that's Russ, that's Bradley Beal coming together and just, you know, force of will to get that team into the playoffs. Because there's no way. But I think since he's going to have that, you know, that monkey off his back where he doesn't have to go out there and shoot 30 times, I think it's going to highlight a lot of other parts of his game. I think he's evolved as a passer. I think he's going to be able to be more of a slasher, like almost like his role in Houston, where he can just slash, you know, and get to the basket a lot more. So I think he's going to be the one who he's a one man fast break already. But now the other team, like, you know, Anthony Davis, you got a DeAndre Jordan, get ready for some oops. Like, you're going to see, like, they're going to be throwing that ball up for a lot of oops. And he's going to be that energy guy. Like, when everybody feels like, oh, it's a drag, it's a back-to-back, I don't feel like playing, no, Westbrook's going to push you. And his, you know, his energy is infectious. Yeah. So I think everybody else is going to come around and be like, oh, yeah, we got to go. Like, he's going, I'm going too. Like, that's just the type of guy he is on the team.
True, true, true. So you think that, of course, with his addition, they're all good enough and gelled enough, they'll be the number one seed in the West?
I do.
So,
barring any health issues,
who's your second and third seeds again?
If you already have a second or third, though, at this point, Like, I think teams that are going to be sneakier, you know, the, you know, Jazz are going to be sneaky. I think they'll still be good. I think Denver's still going to be good. Another year with Aaron Gordon.
Or who are the top teams you say have the best chance of knocking off the Lakers as the number one seed or going to the finals? Just off talent wise, not like off luck. Who has probably the best chance of beating out the Lakers for the number one seed, or just beating the Lakers in seven and getting to the finals?
Ugh. I don't know if I would put any team in that like spot.
Who I think Golden State out of the group, who has the best chance?
I mean, I would just go with Golden State just because they're used to the big moment. They're not scared of it.
Yeah.
You know. On top of that, the Lakers put them out last year in the play-in game. So yep. I'm sure that's added motivation. But I would say Golden State just off of their experience, like up top with Steph being there, Klay coming back sometime this year, and Draymond for sure. So,
you know, this is what I'll say about Golden State. You know, before I found out that Klay Thompson was coming back, like, I think the earliest he's coming back is the Christmas game. I think that's the earliest. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe he comes in sooner. But at least that's what they're projecting. You know, of course, they paid Klay Thompson a boatload of money. They want to protect him. They want to make sure that he's good for the next few years to come. Based on the time he's coming back, they got Steph. They got Wiggins now. Wiggins got vaccinated. He was like, religion, you can hold on for a second. No, I'm serious. No, yeah, he got vaccinated. He's going to be playing. Draymond Green is there, great glue piece. I believe they still have, I forgot the rookie center's name, but you know, they got the rookie center from last year who they drafted number two overall. Wiseman. Who?
Wiseman, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you. They have James Wiseman. But then they had the other center who they normally use. I forgot his name at the moment, too. I don't know if you put that up, but if you get the name, throw it to
Kevon Looney.
Kevon Looney, thank you. And before Kevon Looney got hurt, I think 2 seasons ago, he was a really solid starter for them, a really solid center for them before they would go to small ball lineups, you know, KD and Iguodala and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's very solid. And the funny thing is, he's still, like, even now, he still plays well for them. He came back off of injuries, and he's still solid for them. He took a lot of time from James Wiseman last year. So the point is, I was thinking Golden State was going to be, like, competing for the number one. I thought they're going to be there. I still think they're going to be good, but that's a lot of time for Klay Thompson for the season. That's like 20-some-odd, 30-some-odd games. About 20, 30-some-odd games. And not just that, then Klay Thompson is also coming off of, you know, the two-year hiatus. So it's going to be interesting. I think Golden State will be a top five, top six seed. I know that sounds crazy, but you got the Lakers. Where you look at the top six teams, seven teams, they're good. You know, Lakers, Nuggets, Suns, Jazz. Lakers, Nuggets, Suns, Jazz, Clippers, maybe. Dallas, and then Warriors. So, you know, you got your top seven teams, you know, that are good. And Blazers, you know. They're all going to be in the mix, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And then the top ones, like the Lakers, Nuggets, Jazz, Suns, like they're going to be hard to overcome. So, can Steph do it? Well, we've seen Steph do many things, and as long as his jump shot's falling, anything's possible. But it won't be easy as years pass. I think you can attest to that since you hate Steph Curry. No, I'm joking. But if any of you fans who have listened to past episodes, you might be like, no, Neil Ism hates Steph Curry. But I think Neil can agree with me. Like, Steph Curry, if his shot is on, it helps him big time. But this year is not going to be as easy as the years he's had with KD, and even the year before. The years before he had KD. The West is still tough, but it's definitely a different landscape. Something that Golden State competing is not used to, right? So
just to that point, you've seen what the Jazz were doing last year, the clip they were shooting, the three-pointer.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Like, I forgot what the number was, but they were even beating some of the Golden State's numbers.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
you're right.
It's a different landscape for sure.
You're right. Joe Ingles, Bogdanovich, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Jazz can shoot. The Suns can shoot, too. You know, the Suns got shooters on the team.
Clarkson coming off the bench.
On the Jazz, exactly, too. I forgot about him. They have him, too. The Nuggets got a pretty – Nuggets have some shooters, and they have a good offense. You know, Nuggets can put up points. You know, they got MPJ there. They got Austin Rivers can shoot. Jamal, they got a deep team. It's not gonna be as easy, you know. When the Warriors were killing people in the West previously. First, it was like mostly OKC. Then KD joined their team, right? And then, like, even though there was competition, the main people given like they had to beat were the Spurs and the Rockets, right? I mean, there's competition there, right? But those are like the main people. Like, no, there's a lot of teams, and there's teams that could be more talented than them. So it's definitely not
I
going to
mean,
be
the teams
easy.
that challenge them can play like them. That was a thing, though. You know, if that was a common, the Rockets should have won. I mean, they were built almost the same way, but it was just a one-man show, basically. But everybody shot the three, you know.
They all were launching. D'Antoni was like, launch. Get the
Yeah,
ball,
exactly.
launch.
They didn't even want to take 2 points.
They're like, was that a two? Was that a dunk? It was a layup. Or why didn't you shoot the three? I was underneath the rim, coach. You should have jumped in the air and floated back to the 3-point line. But yeah, so it's going to be an interesting year for Golden State. All right, I'll tell you, I have the Lakers, of course, as the top seed, as I said earlier. I think it's going to be Lakers versus Nets. But my second seed would be the Suns. I think it's really competitive. It's hard to tell. Jazz are a good team. Nuggets are a good team. Warriors, who knows? Warriors could just kill it. You know, who knows? But since the Suns went to the finals last year, they're bringing all the pieces back. They had a taste of success, and they're having the same team from last year. You know, because the Nuggets, even though the Nuggets are really talented, Jamal Murray was hurt last year, so you know, there's some, like he's coming back in the fold. I'm sure they're going to be good, but and then you got the Jazz, and Conley was hurt some of last year. So there's injuries. What I'm saying is the Suns didn't have injuries. They had the same pieces. I just feel like they went to the finals. They might have the best chance of giving the Lakers some issues, you know. Jay
I feel
Crowder's
you.
a sturdy defender. Who else do they have? Bridges is a solid defender. I think his name's Cam Johnson. He could start, and he's like a he could be a starter in the NBA. And
Yeah, he's a stretch.
And he could be sick. Like honestly, he could surprise people and get Sixth Man of the Year this year. Then of course Chris Paul, if Devin Booker and of course DeAndre Ayton ante up their game, they could be a problem. So I got them second, but as I said, it's a really competitive look.
Very.
Like people know me, like I don't want the Lakers to go to the finals. I don't want the Lakers to go to the finals. I actually don't even want the Nets to go to the finals. I kind of don't want the Golden State to go to the finals. I don't like the Spurs. There's a number of teams that don't want to go to the finals. But the Lakers have the most talented team to me, with the Nets not having Kyrie. They have the most talented team. So if I had to pick, I'm picking Lakers versus Nets. If I had to pick who's going to win right now, I'm just going to say if I'm like if I'm betting off of not emotions, I'm saying the Lakers are going to, or if you put me behind the analyst booth, I'm going to say Lakers are going to win the title against the Nets. I'm gonna say Lakers. I got Suns second in the West, but it's gonna be Lakers versus Nets. Lakers are gonna win. If you told me who do I want to see in the finals, I really would love to see Heat versus the Suns. So I'm really
Really?
hoping the Heat can upset somebody. Upset, maybe the Heat
They're
could
a
upset
dark
the Bucks.
horse. Yeah, they're a dark
They're a
horse in
dark
the
horse.
East.
They have
Yeah.
talent. But if I had to put my money on it at this moment, until another trade happens or until like I see like at least a month of the season, I might have to put my money on Lakers versus Nets with the Lakers winning the title this year. But it's close. The Nets, James Harden, Kevin KD are still good, but right now the Lakers got the most talented team. I do not want them to win, but they got the most talented team. And you know, I call a spade a spade. I give respect where it's due. I don't want them to win, but they got the most talented team. So whoever listens to this, don't be like, "Oh, Martin, you're phony." If the Lakers lose and I start laughing, don't be like, "Oh, Martin, you're phony. You picked them." They have the most talented team, so I'm gonna pick them. I'm gonna pick them, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that goes. Well, you
All
know,
good.
we thank you guys for joining us. Man, I did a lot of talking. I talk a lot, but we're gonna have more episodes. We're gonna have more episodes because you deserve more episodes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all deserve more episodes.
Hey,
So
can we touch on this Kyrie thing, though?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I feel
We still have a
like
little bit of time
I'd
left.
be remiss if I didn't say anything.
So Neil, what's your take on what do you think should happen to Kyrie?
I think he should be traded too. It's just so like I think he's overplaying his hand, you know, because I don't know if he realizes that he's not really that important to this team. You know what I'm saying? Like they have like two of the best scorers in the league, regardless of what Kyrie did. Yeah, Kyrie can dribble
Two of the
all
best
day.
scorers of
Like
all time.
all time. My fault. I should have said that. Yeah, exactly. Of all time. Kyrie can dribble. He can dribble his ass off. But, I mean, that's – look, they have more than enough firepower to get it done without him. But I would definitely trade him because they already said that they're not offering him a contract going forward. So it's pretty much the writing's on the wall. He's gone. Like, they're not going to deal with this another year or years to come. So I would definitely trade him. Like, you can't have somebody who's just me all the time. Especially last year, he missed the games just because he wasn't feeling good or something. I don't remember what the story was, but he missed some games and didn't tell them that he wasn't coming to the games. Like, no. Kyrie thinks he's Kobe. That's the problem.
I know.
Like, come on, really, man. Thinks he – yeah, yeah. He thinks he is that guy.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not. Like, dude, sorry to break it to you. You are a good player.
Dude, you're not even Tracy McGrady. Let alone Kobe.
No, you're not Tracy.
And exactly. D-Mac nice, too. Dude, you're not even Brandon Roy.
Let me chill. I'm sorry. I didn't want to say that.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro. You're not even Penny Hardaway. No, let me stop. I feel like I keep going on.
But real talk, though, it's true, though. Like, he hasn't done that much, though. When you look back on his career, when people were crowning him for, like, you know, playing some winning basketball – you see what he's attached to when this happening? Yeah. Like, I would never look at Kyrie as like a leader or somebody who moves the needle as much as people say. That's why I was so like shocked last year when somebody was saying like, yeah, I put him over Russ. I'm like, for what?
I remember that conversation.
Yeah. So it's weird to me, but he's definitely overplayed his hand. I think they should trade him. You're not offering him a contract regardless of if he gets vaccinated or not. The writing's on the wall. He got to go. Like, go get something for him.
True. Well, you heard what Neil had to say about Kyrie. Heard what I had to... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Neil's like, this episode ain't over yet.
No, but I seen his, like, Instagram live about... Well, I saw the clip. I didn't watch the whole thing. But that clip about him saying he was under the belief of something else. And, you know, basically the information didn't hold up or whatever. I don't know if a lot of people understand how these things work. We're learning in real time what is going to happen, you know, in regard to public safety. So if the government comes down and says you got to do this, or the state that you're playing in says you got to do this, that's just what it is. And they just announced it an hour ago. We can't go against it. Like, that's just what it is. And I think what also makes me upset with him is that he has access to all of the greatest doctors in the world. He doesn't have to go get his information from Google or Facebook or Instagram. Like, he has people he can talk to. He's choosing not to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can't trust anybody like that. Like,
he's choosing to just listen to his Facebook group, Flat World Diatribe, and it's like, dude, come on, yo.
This is the same guy who said the world was thank you, Martin. Right. Yes, exactly. That's the problem, though.
Yeah.
You are what are they? They said people who make a lot of money but get low information. Like, that doesn't make any sense. The fact that you have all the resources in the world and choose to ignore it just because of how you feel.
Yeah.
All right, Kyrie.
Well, for the sake of time, we're going to wrap up. But just to conclude with that, I would just say for the viewers, that's, you know, I actually agree with Neil's sentiments, honestly. But one thing I would say that is pretty neutral, but makes sense is, Kyrie Irving, at the end of the day, you're a grown man. You can make your own decisions. But realize that the Brooklyn Nets are a team that generates or can generate billions. They have a chance to win a championship. They're going to do what's best for them. They're not going to do what's best for Kyrie. And if you decide to make a decision, right? If you decide to make a decision that's for you, you're going to have to deal with the consequences. And because you're in Brooklyn and they want to win a title, that decision can be to trade you. And if I were the Brooklyn Nets, just strictly talking basketball, I would trade you. All right, you guys, that's all we have. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to check out this first game. We want you to check out this first game. We're going to have another episode for you. Of course, because we're Hezzy Bullet Basketball. Catch you next time.